Hello, good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're just conducting a survey on state and national issues. We would like to include your response. Are you registered to vote as a Republican in the state of Maryland?
Uh-huh.
Thank you very much. And how likely are you to vote in the Maryland Republican primary election for the U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks? Will you definitely will vote, likely will vote, or may not vote?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you, sir. I appreciate you taking the time to help me. I'm going to read you the names of several individuals. After I mention each name, I would like you to tell me if you recognize the person. And if you do, I would like for you to tell me whether you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of that individual. Larry Hogan.
How long is the survey?
Just a couple of minutes more so I can use the ones you gave me. Larry Hogan, do you recognize the name? Very favorable, somewhat favorable, neutral, somewhat
unfavorable.
Barry?
Okay. Yep.
How about Robin Ficker? Do you recognize the name?
What is it?
Robin Ficker.
No.
Okay. Donald Trump. Very favorable?
Yes.
Okay. And Chris Chafee. Very favorable? Somewhat favorable? Neutral?
No, I don't know who that is.
You don't know who that is? Okay. And, sir, is the May 2024 Republican primary election for the United States Senate that we're held today, for who would you vote? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, or Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Larry Hogan.
Thank you, sir. Now, do you support or oppose the U.S. aid to Ukraine? Strongly support that? Somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
What kind of aid was it?
To the Ukraine. Do you support or oppose the U.S. aid to Ukraine?
I don't have an opinion.
Okay. How about, do you support or oppose the U.S. aid to Israel?
I support.
Strongly support that or somewhat support?
Strongly.
Okay. Now, when you are deciding who to vote for, how important are the following issues? Is the issue of job creation and economy development very important issue for you? Somewhat important? Not too or not at all important?
Important, somewhat important.
Somewhat, okay. How about being a candidate who supports Donald Trump? Very, somewhat, not too, or not at all important issue for you?
Not at all.
Okay. And how about economy issues, inflation, family, budget, and debt? How important is that for you? Very, somewhat, not too, or not at all?
Very.
Securing and protecting our southern border? Very, somewhat, not too, or not at all?
Very.
Okay, and energy independence for this country. Is that
very issue?
Okay, thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience. Now, sir, I'm going to reach you real quick a bit of information about the U.S. Senate candidate, Robin Ficker. After each, can you please tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you, okay? Here's the first one.
Less likely on everything.
Okay.
Robin, very good.
Just for the sake of a research, okay? I'm going to reach about Hogan after. Robin Ficker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump. As a senator, Robin Ficker will actively help President Trump enact his agenda. That this makes you much more, somewhat less, or much less likely to vote for him?
Much less.
Okay. And Robin Ficker says he's running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values. Much more, somewhat less, or much less to vote for
him? Less.
Okay. And Robin Ficker will use his position as a U.S. senator to fight to secure our southern border. Does this make you much more, somewhat less, or much less likely to vote for him?
Less.
Okay. Much less or somewhat, or someone less?
Much less.
Okay.
I'm
going to read you a bit of information about the U.S. Senator Larry Hogan. After each, please tell me again if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you, okay? Now, these are things you're going to hear during the campaign, okay, sir? Now, as a governor, Larry Hogan locked down businesses, schools, and other activities during much of the pandemic, while other Republican governors keep their state open. Does this make you much more, somewhat less, much less, or no effect on your support?
No effect.
Okay. Larry Hogan said he's running for Senate not to serve one party, but to stand up to both parties. Not much more, somewhat less, or much less, or no effect.
Much more.
And Larry Hogan is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Hogan is doing everything he can to stop President Trump. Much more, somewhat less, or much less, or no effect?
No effect.
Thank you, sir. That, to finish this up, I'd like to ask you once again if the May 2024 Republican primary election for the United States Senate were held today, for who would you vote? Robert Ficker, Larry Hogan? Mr. Hogan? Okay. Sir, generally, would you describe yourself as a moderate Republican or as a conservative Republican?
Moderate.
And, sir, the last few questions are just for statistical purpose so we can finish. And which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, or 60 or older?
18 to 39.
Okay, thank you, sir. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. This concludes our survey. Enjoy the rest of the evening, sir.
Nice.
Thank you.
Yeah.